Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for us to believe that God wants what's best for us? That God wants us to be happy? We seem totally immersed in the reality that God wants to punish us, but to change that, what would we need to do in our own lives? What would it take for you to be a happy person? An interesting question to think about. Because we think we kind of react to what's going on around us, but we actually generate what's going on around us by our attitude. Imagine if you were going to see a friend who you hadn't seen for a long time. Would you anticipate that gathering by saying, "Oh, I bet they're going to say, why didn't you call and why didn't you write?" Would you anticipate the happiness of seeing somebody that you get along with and having somebody smile at you and tell you how important you are in their life? To lift you up. That's what our gospel's about today. Jesus is lifted up by the Father. Our opening prayer says he gave himself over to death, but it really should say he gave himself over to life. We're so short-sighted that we just see what's most immediate instead of what's long-term. When Christ chooses to let happen what's going to happen, not by his choice, but by the people's choice, because they're unhappy people, when he chooses to let that happen, he's not giving in. He's transitioning to a new way of life where he doesn't defend and protect himself. Even his followers still try to fight for him, and he says, "Stop it. Put your sword away. Do not raise your arm against another." Christ, in our gospel today, is going through that transition. We're told two Greeks came to see him, and Jesus realizes, if word about me has spread all the way into Greece, and these people now know about me and they've come to worship here, then there's a new time at hand. A time for new life. It looks to others like he's giving himself over to death, but it's really to being alive. Because to give yourself over to being alive, you have to let go of the violence, the anger, the disappointment in your life. But we hold on to that. We're sure we're smarter because we can point out everyone's faults and difficulties. Why not become a person who people are happy to see you because you're happy? You don't have an agenda. You don't have things that you're always angry about and always talking about. In this world, it almost seems impossible to be that way, but what a blessing it would be. Imagine if you wanted to look forward to seeing people because they loved you, and they looked forward to seeing you because you loved them. That's what it is to be lifted up. That's what we pray about today, that we may receive that grace. The words of Jesus are very clear. "And when I am lifted up, I will draw everyone to me." You believe that? Everyone? Or do you start thinking about all the people who don't deserve to be drawn to Jesus? And of course, as soon as we start that, none of us deserves it. So Christ includes everyone. "I will draw everyone to me." Jesus is lifted, and we are lifted by him to let go of our sinfulness and our concentration and perspective about sin, making so much of life about what's wrong. We live as the people who've been more blessed than any of that have ever been on the face of the earth. And we are unhappier for it. We don't have to sort all that out. We just have to personally decide, am I going to allow myself to be lifted up? To know that God loves me. That Jesus says that I'm his beloved, just as God said Jesus was his beloved. You and I are challenged on this day to make a very practical change in our lives. become a happy person, to be glorified by God. If I told you God is in the other room and he wants to see you, what's your first impression? He's going to yell at you? He's going to be unhappy? Despite all the words of Jesus that tell us to the contrary, that tell us how loved we are, how forgiven we are, how blessed we are, we still live with an emphasis on sinfulness, our own and everyone else's. And when we're washed clean of that, when we let that go, when we become a person who doesn't look for problems and difficulties, who doesn't look to point out mistakes, then we become a happy person. That's what God would want for us. God doesn't want us to be unhappy. He doesn't want us to be disappointed with life. He wants us to be lifted up so that we too may lift up one another. Could you do that today? Lift up all those you see. Not start a conversation about how terrible the weather is and now it's going to snow again. And on and on and on and on and all these problems. And did you see the politics and did you hear what's going on? Just unhappy, unhappy all the time. We think it shows that we're involved. It doesn't. It shows we're distracted. Christ comes to us today with a message of God's love, of his desiring to lift us up. And we make a choice to hear that, to be lifted up and to change, to choose life as Jesus did, or we make a choice to stay in our unhappiness because we become so comfortable in it, we don't know how to change it. And so we're waiting for somebody else to change it by letting us win the lottery or giving us all the things we want for and pray for. It doesn't work. It's an attitude. It's a be attitude that we choose in our lives. Today, through this sacrament, may you, my brothers and sisters, be lifted. And may you spend this day lifting others to know how loved they are by God.